call this meeting to order. This is a special council meeting to deal, of course, with two drainage issues. The first one is the Hamel Drain. I would ask members of council at this time, have anyone any disclosures they wish to declare? Seeing none, we will have that entered into the minutes. And I would at this time, with our drainage superintendent, I'll turn it over to Eric first, who can make the introduction. And the first one is going to be dealing with the Hamel Drain. You've got the recommendation there. The next item will deal with the seventh line drain improvement.
Thank you, Your Worship. With that, the first report is the Hamel Drain. It is a culvert replacement for about five culverts. And at this time, I'll give things over to Hallady Pearson from Crozier Perry.
Thank you. Good evening. The report before you tonight proposes the removal and replacement of five existing access culverts over the Hamel Drain. After inspecting all 10 culverts, we have determined that five of the 10 on the drain are in poor condition. Evidence of failure was noted on culverts 2, 5, 8, 9, and 10. We have recommended the removal and replacement of these five culverts. We have further provided design specifications for the future replacements of culverts 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7 that are to remain on the drain. We are proposing no works be completed on culverts 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7 at this time. We have estimated the cost to replace the five culverts, including incidental fees, to be $59,385. The accompanying schedule of assessment describes the assessments levied against the parcels in the Hamel Drain watershed. We would recommend that Council provisionally adopt the engineer's report for the improvements to the Hamel Drain and schedule a court of revision. I would answer questions of Council or the public at this time.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. That's for the information of this particular council and, of course, to the public themselves. And then any members of the public, if I could, relative to the Hamel Drain improvements and the report that was just submitted, has anyone of the public any concerns, any comments they wish to raise at this particular time? Hearing none, we'll let that be entered into the minutes as such. I'm sorry, go ahead. Please identify yourself for us, please.
Your name.
Speak in the mic so we can have your name for the record.
My name is Michael Kosick, and I believe that bridge. I can take it out and anytime you want to get it sent away. I hired it.
Okay. That's a comment. Go ahead.
I can certainly revise the report to reflect the removal of this culvert and not the replacement, although I would recommend that the removal take place when the other culverts are being replaced.
Certainly. You can make that, and that can come forward too at the court of revisions also. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Which culvert are we referring to?
This is culvert number 9.
Culvert 9? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Mike. We've got that information.
I like to pull out myself and keep that culvert. There's a cement pipe in that. And I like to take it home.
You'll have to speak with Eric. Have he talked to you relative to that?
Yeah, we can do that.
So. Okay. All right. So you just talk with Eric relative to that.
I hired myself, and how much time you give to clean it up?
You can deal with Eric relative to that.
We can discuss after.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any further discussion from the public at this time?
No.
Seeing none, any questions or comments of council? What's council's pleasure? Councilor Pelon.
Thank you. Just a question. Do all the owners, are they going to be applicable to get the grant money? I was just looking for that in this.
I believe that all parcels but one are eligible for a one-third grant.
All but one?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one would that be?
That would be Desjardins. Would not be eligible for the grant.
It's not a farm.
It's not an agricultural property.
Agricultural property.
On the report, what's council's pleasure relative to the recommendation?
Oh, and another question, if I may. If Mr. Kosick is belong to do his own, is that what he asked?
No, he's dealing with Eric, Councilor Pilon.
Is he eligible for the grant?
Well, his portion would be. Whatever's remainder, yes.
Oh, okay.
Because he'd still be assessed on it for larger bridges downstream that we've been on. So
yeah.
His share.
That
should
be okay.
He's still in the benefit area.
Yes.
Okay. On the recommendations, what's council's pleasure? Councilor Pino.
Motion to receive the report from our public works manager, council, to consider the final report of the Hamel drain improvements by Halliday Pearson. Brozier dated January 17th to consider it, and council provisionally adopt engineers report for improvement with the revisions that have been asked for, okay, to the drain. And second reading bylaw 2014-17.
First and second reading.
First and second. And council direct administration to schedule a quarter revision for the Hamel drain.
They're supportive for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. With no further discussion, all in favor, opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. And that takes us to the seventh line, drain improvements. Eric?
Thank you, Your Worship. So for this one, the seventh line drain, we have Shane McVitie from Pralt Engineering here to present the report. We're looking at two bridge replacements. So with that, I'll hand it over to Shane.
Shane, if you would be kind enough to take us through.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, member of Council's administration. Pralt Engineering was appointed under Section 78 of the Drainage Act for an engineer's report to replace two existing bridges currently providing access to agricultural lands owned by Jeffrey and Lori Greaves, as well as for Glenn Carnahan and the Seventh Line Drain. Our appointment was originally initiated by a request to replace the existing access bridge serving the lands of Jeffrey and Lori Greaves. Following discussions with the drainage superintendent, further to the discussions held at our on-site meeting, we were instructed to provide the replacement of the bridge serving the agricultural lands of Mr. Glenn Carnahan. So accordingly, both access bridges are to be replaced as part of this project. Both access bridges being replaced under this project have been identified in previous engineering reports and are considered to be legal entities of drain. Therefore, the costs for their replacement are eligible to be shared with upstream lands and roads. So from our review, we determined that the seventh line drain was last repaired and approved under an engineer's report prepared by N.J. Peralta, dated August 1st, 1986. So we've used this report in part to assist us in establishing the effective watershed the project and in the determination of the legality of the subject access bridge. We had a site meeting on September 19th, 2013, which was attended by five private landowners currently assessed into the seventh line drain. Of these was Jeffrey Greaves, Ed, and Robert Carnahan. Due to an illness, I was unable to attend the meeting. The notices already haven't been sent out. It was decided through correspondence with Mr. Chamberlain that the meeting would still take place and that Mr. Chamberlain would conduct the meeting in my absence. So bearing this in mind, I reviewed the project with Mr. Chamberlain, provided him with an agenda, meeting notes, a number of pertinent questions to be posed. The on-site man, Mr. Greaves, indicated that he was satisfied with his current bridge width of 6 meters or 20 feet and wished to save the existing concrete headwall if possible. It was also noted at the meeting that Mr. Carnahan needed to have his bridge replaced, but he did not wish to salvage existing headwalls given their condition. He indicated that he would rather have slope gating and stone end treatment. Mr. Carnahan also suggested that the existing culvert was undersized and should be increased as part of the project. So we also, other site-specific features were discussed and noted as part of the on-site. Mr. Chamberlain noted that I would be in contact with the bridge owners to follow up on the specific details of the bridge replacements, which I was. Mr. Chamberlain also discussed cost sharing. And he also discussed the whole legality of the bridges within the drain. The landowner grants were discussed at the meeting in terms of eligibility with OMAFRA. Mr. Chamberlain also noted that the Texas road crossing was evaluated and was found to be in good shape but would not need to be replaced as part of the project. Mr. Chamberlain, following the on-site, requested that the Texas road crossing as well as an existing enclosure currently located further upstream of the seven plant drain be investigated as part of our report. But we discussed it further with Mr. Chamberlain, and as a result, we were instructed to forego these additional investigations and to only provide for the placement of the two subject access culverts. So we arranged to have our survey crew attend the site, perform a topographical survey along the length of the seventh line drain in the vicinity of the existing bridges. We transferred site benchmarks from the previous engineering report, and we also surveyed the drain for a distance both upstream and downstream of the bridges, as is typically our practice to establish design profile. We reviewed the project with IRCA, as well as with the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. And we also requested and had the town of Amherst perform a species at risk review on behalf of the Ministry of Natural Resources. We also performed a watershed review by looking at neighboring drains and their watersheds, as well as previous engineering reports for the seven line drain. And we had conversations with bridge owners, both bridge owners, prior to completion of the report. For the Green Bridge, I advised that the existing CSP was in an extreme state of deterioration and corrosion, and that the existing concrete head walls would need to be replaced as part of the project. Mr. Gries later requested a 24-foot wide drivable top width for his new bridge, to which I provided. It was explained that the extra cost to widen beyond 20 feet would be assessed entirely to his property. In terms of new head walls, we provided Mr. Gries with preliminary cost estimates for a number of head wall options, which included precast block, concrete fill, jute bag walls, and slope paving stone. Mr. Greaves advised that he preferred to have jute bag head wall options. For the Carnahan Bridge, we met on site as well with Ed, Glenn, and Vivian Carnahan to discuss the particulars of the project. It was noted that, like the Greaves Bridge, the CSP culvert and concrete head walls were in bad need of replacement. So we discussed the width of the access bridge at this meeting, as well as options for head walls. Mr. Kearney indicated that his preference to have sloped gating stone, and he only needs a minimum bridge width necessary for his farmer to get in and out of the property. So I contacted the gentleman who farms the Carnahan land and was told that 20 feet would suffice for his needs. So my recommendations in my report, I have recommended that the existing deteriorated 1050 millimeter diameter CSP culvert at the Grease property be replaced with a new 9 meter long 1400 millimeter aluminized corrugated Helcor pipe with concrete filled jute bag end wall treatments. And this will provide a 24 foot wide top width as requested. For the Carnahan Bridge, we are recommending that the existing 1050 millimeter diameter CSP culvert be replaced with the new 13 meter long 1400 mil diameter aluminized corrugated Helcor pipe with slope poured limestone end walls, provide in total a 21 foot top width. Our report provides assessments to the lands and roads upstream of the culvert sites with the total project cost estimated at $39,713. We've established that based on the location of the Greaves Bridge relative to the entire reach of the drain, with the owner's share of the extended top width, 40% of the entire cost go to the owner of said bridge. The remaining 60% would be assessed against the lands and roads upstream. And the same percentages would be used for future maintenance works of this structure. Similarly, we've established that the same sharing percentages would be applied against the cost of the Carnahan Bridge based on the same criteria, but without the additional top width. We've also made recommendations that grants be applied for, and we've identified which properties, in our view, would be eligible for the one-third grant through OMAFRA. So that's the end of my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions now.
Thank you very much, Shane, for that presentation and report. I would ask the public at this time, anyone here relative to the seventh line drain improvement that have any questions, any comments they wish to raise, would you kindly raise your hand, stand, and state your name and your address for us, please, for the record?
Josh Mayhew from Mayhew Farms.
Sure.
We have the property 390-10100, directly west from 7147 Howard.
Go ahead, Josh.
I was away when down to the drainage site meeting. However, I noticed we do have 10 acres assessed into this drain. We actually have no outlet into this drain. The 10 acres we have assessed actually runs to the west. It doesn't actually run to the east across Howard Ave.
Can we respond to that, Shane or Eric, if we would?
You certainly. As I mentioned, the first thing we do in a project like this is we go back to the previous engineer's report and evaluate the watershed and kind of go from there. We also look at other neighboring watersheds to see how where properties might be going and how their lands might be draining. In this case, the 10 acres for that particular property was, that's how the 1986 report shows it. We also looked at the Long Marsh drain and how the property is assessed into the Long Marsh drain, which would be going to the west. And I believe the total property size there is 98 acres, and 88 acres is assessed into the Long Marsh drain, with the remaining 10 going the other way to the seventh line drain. So, as I say, like in this particular case, we went with the what was shown on the previous report. The previous report is not so old that we would have suspected that things would have changed. You know, in these cases, we do a cursory look at the aerials to see whether there's been any development. We talk to the drainage supers to see if there's been any major changes. In this case, we didn't find any. So if there have been some sort of, you know, changes to the property since these other reports have been completed and some sort of bylaws have been passed, we can discuss these with Mr. Mayer. If there are changes that need to be made, in this case, what the assessment schedule would get changed. And if, for example, Mr. Mayer's property, I believe it's 10 acres assessed again, is taken out, and that just means the cost that associated with that 10 acres would get redistributed to everybody else.
Well, that's what he's here. He wants to.
And he's asking to be removed if I can. I have an aerial map with the title. Should leave the title map, and it does clearly go there.
Okay, well.
I mean, I was pretty young in 86, so I wasn't quite around, really.
Well, so was I. But again, I think the best course of action for this is something that possibly could be managed at the quarter revisions. It's not going to change the project itself. What it will change is the assessments. If you know, I'll get Mr. Mayu's contact information and be in touch.
Yeah, I don't wish to hold up the project. I just like to be assessed the right way.
Thanks, Josh. Anyone else? If not, any questions of council at this time? Councilor Pino.
No questions. Just I want to ensure that somebody follows up with Josh on that.
He said he would. Okay. Said he would. Okay. What's council's pleasure relative to the recommendation, Councilor Sutton?
Thank you. Move that the report be received, that council consider the final report for the seventh line drain improvements prepared by Shane McVitie, PEng, from NJ Peralta Engineering Limited, dated January 7th, 2014. That council provisionally adopt the engineer's report for the improvements to the seven line drain by giving first and second reading to bylaw 2014-18, and that council direct administration to schedule the quarter revision for the seventh line drain.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Further discussion. Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Does council have to, we have to put in an amendment for Mr. Mayu's property, is that understood?
It's going to be dealt with at the quarter revision.
Okay, thank
you. On the motion, with no further discussions, all in favor? Opposed? That motion is carried. Thank you very much for coming out this evening for those drainage reports. That completes this particular meeting. Have a safe trip home. I would entertain a motion of council to adjourn. Deputy Mayor Southern. Your supporters. Councilor Davies, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you.
Yes.
Plus, me and Karen are nuts.
Oh. Can you close your door up?
Yes.
Let's see if I can find them.
So what time do we start this meeting?
Is that it?
I was on this.
February or March. And Mike was the one who was going to come.
Mike was told, yeah, take the one in February. When did you call last week?